Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
I've watched Juan Soto's entire career. We've watched him every game last year with the Yankees. We've seen him in the postseason. Yeah, he's getting on base. Yeah, his worst is better than everybody else. He's not looking like the player that I was dying for the Mets to go out there and get. He's not the player that is warranting a $765 million contract. It's 12 games, but he's not that player yet.
I don't disagree with that, but that's why when we say great player versus, you know, great hitter, that's why I always push back and establish my own personal parameters, because when you're a player like Juan Soto, and, you know, you're not a center fielder with elite range or a guy who's going to do a lot on the bases, when you don't hit, you don't impact the game, which is why you go back to, not to get back to the Tucker Soto debate now, but that's why I prefer Tucker over Soto on a night-to-night basis, because he could beat you in more ways than one. So, yeah, even though Soto's a better hitter.
Right, but Soto's so much of a better hitter that I
don't know if he's so much. I disagree with that. I don't even want to get back into that. I disagree.
No, but that's a fun conversation.
But it's not statistically true what you just said. He's not a much better hitter than Tucker. We went through this the other day. Right, he's not.
Right, but you make it. Look, you got $765 million.
I don't care about the money. Yeah. Money means nothing to me. What do you do on the field? What does the contract mean?
So
Rodon got $160. He should be Garrett Cole. What does the money really mean? It means now the Mets had a premium. He's going to sell merch.
No, the market.
I get that. Yeah. But it doesn't mean he's a better all-around player than
but you say that
four,
like
five,
Juan
six guys.
You say that like Juan Soto can't play the game. He's not a butcher in right field. No, you do say that.
No, I just said he's not a butcher, but he's not a difference maker. When he goes 0-for-4, Juan Soto does not contribute to the bottom line at all.
Usually because he gets on base. He'll get on base anyway.
But I'm talking about like the defense and the speed element.
He's fine defensively.
He's fine, but he's not above average. I know he's fine. I'm not making him out to be Dominguez the first day of camp. I know that. He's not a butcher. He's not Todd Hundley trying to learn how to play.
Here's why the money does matter, because the market dictates what the money is. If Kyle Tucker were as good as Juan Soto, then he would be getting a massive contract as well.
Well, let's see what he gets, number one. And number two, he's 3 years older, which I think is obviously going to impact that. So, and Vlad Guerrero, Vlad got, you know, five on the button. He's also grossly out of shape, and he's had a couple of years where it's like, who really is Vlad Guerrero? So I don't attach absolute value to the contract. Now, I think that he deserved the money.
Right.
I think that what you get is what you earn and what you deserve. I don't begrudge him at all. Juan Soto's terrific. He's going to put people in the seats. Mets going to win. But I do believe strongly, with every ounce of my baseball sensibility, if Juan Soto goes 0-for-4, Juan Soto brought nothing to the table. Nothing. If you want to disagree with that, that's fine. If he doesn't get on base and doesn't get hits, he doesn't contribute at all. Lindor can go 0 for 4. He can make three great plays up the middle, get on base on an error, steal second, score from, you know, score on a blue base hit. Soto doesn't do that.
Who do you think?
That's all I'm saying.
Who do you think should have got the MVP in the National League last year?
I think the guy who got it deserved it. I know we disagree on that. I think it was very close. But, I think Ohtani deserved it.
Okay, but how? If your argument
because
is that,
his offensive numbers were so much better. If Soto said they were closer.
Your whole argument against Soto is that if he goes 0 for 4, he doesn't impact the game. Well, what about Ohtani? He doesn't play a position.
Did Soto have 50 steals last year? Soto have 50 home runs last year?
Did Ohtani wear a glove in the field last year?
He did not. He did not. But he stole 50 bases, Sal.
But BT, if your logic is and you're entitled to think whatever you want to say Kyle Tucker impacts the game more than Soto, sure, that's your opinion. I'm not going to change that. I disagree vehemently, but I also would say Francisco Lindor is the MVP. And how could you say that Tucker impacts the game more ways than Soto, but yet Ohtani deserved the MVP when he literally did not set foot in the field with a glove on last year?
Because the gap in the productivity between Ohtani and Lindor was so stark that that's one of the few examples where I would grant that concession. I'll tell you this, Al. If Ohtani stole 12 bases and had 42 home runs, you know what I'd be saying? It's a Lindor's award.
Right. I mean, I get the greatness of Ohtani, but, I mean, if your argument is that he impacts the game more ways than just one, then there is no argument. Because Francisco Lindor played every single day. He played good defense at a high level at shortstop. Ohtani sat his ass on the dugout bench the majority of the season
last year.
But
think about this. The well-rounded nature to Lindor's game is why Lindor finished second.
Right.
Like, if Lindor was, if he didn't have the 30-whatever steals or crank out these bombs or be clutch late or play great defense, he may have been 8th, 9th, or 10th. Like, there's, Sal, you got to grant me, I mean, you don't have to, but I think you might. There's certain situations in baseball history where the MVP is so far and above anybody else statistically that stepped on, outside of Judge, of course, right. Ohtani last year, that stepped on a field. You have to make the concession, even if it's a, you know, like a 2 or a 3 out of 5 tool performance. Like, 50 steals, dude. No, 50! Not 9!
I mean, it's not 1980. The stolen base is not what it used to be.
But it still has value. I mean, says who?
Well, I mean,
when you say it's not what it used to be, it might not be as prevalent, but it doesn't mean it's less important.
Well, they're trying to get it back into the game, obviously, make it more relevant. Kyle Tucker, career OPS, 877.
I understand that.
And his career on base, 356.
Now, look at his best years and look at Soto's best years. They're close. And then incorporate the defense and incorporate the
speed.
Kyle
Tucker's best year power-wise, 30 home runs.
Okay, and before last year, what was Juan Soto's? I believe it was 33 or 34. Juan Soto's not a 40 home run guy. I mean, he's not hitting 40 this year.
Well, he's had a season of 34.
34, right? 34, 35. But then a lot were like 30, 29. You know,
I mean,
it's comparable. It's comparable.
I don't think that it is. I think Soto's the far better offensive player. I mean,
he is the better offensive player. I'm saying Tucker's the better all-around player.
Yeah, and I think Tucker's going to end up being a Yankee. Unless the Cubs sign him, he's off to a hot start.
He's cooking.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.